If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. At the end of the hour, the tip of the week. This week, well, I want to hear our guests so much that I'm going to do the tip of the week before the half hour this time. So we're going to have it in about 10 minutes. We'll have the tip of the week. Our guest coming up at half past, Benjamin Gilmore, Around the World by Ambulance, the book Paramedico. It's a great, literally a great book. He's from Australia. Watch Paramedico, the film. Apparently there's a film on Paramedico, but the website is www.paramedico.com.au for Australia. The book is a wonderful book. It's published actually by Murdoch Books. I wonder if that's relating to the Murdoch who is related to the book company. But in any case, I mean, that sounds obvious, the news company I meant. In any case, Paramedico from Benjamin Gilmore in Australia. I'm really looking forward to interviewing him because this does look like a great book talking about the different health in the different country. Did you know there's a new health, if you will, rating for buildings? You probably know about LEED. LEED certifies how environmentally friendly and sustainable it is. Well, the WELL standard, W-E-L-L, has now been coming out by Delos Living. Delos, working with Columbia and our own Cleveland Clinic, has come out with standards for how healthy a room is for you. It does air purification, the time of lighting, the quality of lighting, the quality of allergens in the room, etc., the quality of water, and that's how the WELL standard has been established. We'll hear more about that. We're going to interview one of the people who has come up with this standard from Delos Living and what they've done. They now have it in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand. I understand they had 24 rooms. They've been selling out of those healthy rooms. Obviously, if you're in Las Vegas and want a smoke-free room and really want a smoke-free room, this is maybe the only way of getting it, the WELL standard at the MGM Grand. They've now gone up to 48 rooms because the 24 that were WELL standard were selling out so quickly. We also have a number of other stories relating to, if you will, the genes, and that is the changes in genes with your changes in behavior. We know now that, in fact, managing stress, that is, if you did mindful meditation or meditation, you can turn off genes that cause inflammation, turn on genes that promote health. Well, there are a number of things that have been shown in the last 2 weeks that also help you change which of your genes are on or not. So one of these was exercise, and in fact, exercise changes your fat cells, turns off the cells that produce fat, and turns on the cells that produce more muscle tissue. Very interesting. So that you really do get to control your genes by your activities. Another one of the things that changes, if you will, is your feelings of happiness. When you have happiness out of generosity rather than hedonistic happiness, I don't know, whatever you want to call hedonistic happiness. I guess taking cocaine would give you hedonistic happiness if you had it for the first time. Hedonistic happiness turns on genes that cause inflammation. That appreciative happiness turns on genes that cause, in fact, a decrease in inflammation or an increase in well-being. So the message is we get to control our genes to a great deal, and that simple things that we're knowing now control them. you probably all know that we thought there were somehow 300,000 genes when we started the genomics process to identify them. We now know that most humans have someplace around 22,000 genes. What's the other 278,000 parts of the DNA that would make up what you call your genes? Well, they're switches that turn your genes on or off. And it's apparently exercise. It's apparently this, if you will, appreciative feelings of happiness, of thanking people, and food choices that turn your genes, that change which of your gene switches are on or not. So gene switches, we're going to hear much more about those in the coming days. Now I'm going to do a tip of the week, because this is such an interesting tip of the week. So Sonar, I don't know if you've got the tip of the week music. And this is 9 surprising reasons you can't fall asleep. Every once in a while, you have a bad night's sleep and you know exactly why. You found yourself at the coffee maker at 4 p.m. or 6 p.m. Or maybe it's your allergies. They kill me when I go to a new pillow, and meaning in a hotel, and it's a pillow that has, if you will, not a foam pillow or not an allergic pillow. I have to recover it. Well, if you will, some of the other things that are problematic in your sleep, you slept in on Saturday and Sunday, and you reset your wake-up time. So you have what's a called social jet lag, and that won't let you sleep without a fight. It's a full moon. Yeah, the lunar cycle does seem to have some effect on our sleep, at least according to a small study. Researchers found that during the nights around a full moon, people get less deep sleep, less total sleep, and take about 5 extra minutes to fall asleep. Looking at it from society, that's a lot of lost sleep. Your room is too cold or too hot. You might think you know what makes a cozy bedroom, but there's actual research examining optimal sleeping temperatures. Generally, the sweet spot is individual, but it's someplace between 60 and 67 degrees, and people find that if you're below 54 or above 75, that's very disruptive, but that each of us has a sleep temperature point. So your point may be ideal at 71 or at 69, but you've got to find your ideal. You're not wearing socks. Even if you've set your thermostat correctly, some people are just disposed to having colder than comfortable extremities. That can be a problem at bedtime, since warm hands and feet are part of a delicate thermoregulatory dance, that is, temperature dance, that you do to predict how quickly you fall asleep. It's too quiet. Yeah, you think you want your sleep sanctuary absolutely quiet, but in fact it's the inconsistency of sound that becomes much more evident and disruptive. So what can you do? You can get a white noise machine that always makes the same sound if that's a problem for you. You're afraid of the dark? Some people actually don't go to bed when it's dark. You just ate a steak for dinner. That's right. Heavy protein meals, heavy spicy foods, heavy fatty foods take longer to digest, makes your stomach work longer, and keeps you up longer. It's much better, and we'll find that out in another study this week, to eat a big meal at breakfast and a small meal at dinner, something I haven't done for a while, but I'm going to try and start doing. You're exhausted. That is, you're really too tired to fall asleep. And of course, you share a bed, but it actually isn't with a mate. It's sharing a bed with a pet, because every time the pet moves because of an outside sound or something, that pet disrupts you. The real age benefit of getting a great night's sleep, it's at least 3 years younger when you do it consistently. So what do you want? 6.5 to 8 hours of sleep time every night to be a consistent sleep time. When we come back from the break, we're going to get to talk to Benjamin Gilmore. This is a wonderful book. I've never read anything he's written before. Apparently he has written one other, if you will, novel or book. But this is a great book, Paramedico, Around the World by Ambulance, by Benjamin Gilmore. We'll hear it in just a second. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD.